We're back to the news now, and we cannot keep the question of roadworks out of the news. This time, it is the extensive works of the Heartsease roundabout, where there are two kinds of problems. Businesses suffering, and whether the work can even go ahead legally. Yet again, more news of the proposed Western Link Road for Norwich. More problems too with trains cancelled and fly-tipping. The controversial Western Link is set to finally get the go-ahead thanks to the scrapping of the HS2 rail link. Supporters of the road scheme were handed a boost after ministers named it among road projects that will benefit from the government's scrapping of the northern section of the high-speed rail project. The 251 million road, along with the Long Stratton Bypass and the West Winch Access Road near King's Lynn, were named among 70 road schemes which would get a share of £36 billion created by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's decision not to build the HS2 section between Birmingham and Manchester. The government later confirmed £180 million would go to schemes in East Anglia and listed the three Norfolk projects. The government also confirmed money will be spent to revamp the Ely and Hawley railway junctions in Cambridge and Suffolk, which will increase capacity for trains in and out of Norfolk.
3 weeks into 8 months of roadworks at the Heartsease roundabout have left the area dead due to disruption, according to upset shop owners. The work started on September the 11th, and the fury of Plumstead Road business bosses has swiftly turned to worry as the reality of their desert town sinks in. Anne Martin, owner of Great Eastern Model Railways, which has been in place for 36 years, said, "We've seen a huge difference in footfall, more so than any of us imagined. There is very little traffic on the road. Drivers think the roundabout is closed, so they just aren't coming at all. It's clear when you look at Aldi and see their usual full car park almost empty." Anne said this is due to signs within a 2 mile radius telling people to steer clear of the roundabout. Anne urges anyone who previously shopped on Plumstead Road to continue to shop there to support everyone counting the days with no customers.
The controversial 4.4 million revamp of one of Norwich's busiest roundabouts has descended into farce, critics have claimed. The project at Heartsease has become embroiled in a bitter political row after council leaders admitted they cannot do some of the planned work because they do not own the land and do not even know who does. Now, they all have conceded that some proposed elements, including a segregated cycle path, might have to be ditched altogether if the council cannot secure the land. A process has started which would enable County Hall to force landowners to sell the land outside the former Lloyds Bank and the Heartsease pub. But leaders have admitted they cannot do any work on that land until it has been bought, and they still do not know who actually owns the land. The council insists the scheme will not be delayed, with the need to purchase the land factored into the 8 month timescale.
Network Rail will be conducting essential track maintenance and timber renewals for 5 consecutive weekends from October the 7th through to November the 5th. The works will see services cancelled between Norwich and Cromer, Sheringham, Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft. Mark Walker, Network Rail Anglia Route Infrastructure Engineer, said, "We're focused on delivering important maintenance tasks to maintain the safe and efficient running of the railway. A rail replacement service will run while the work takes place, and passengers are advised to check before they travel and allow more time for their journey."
Fly tipping in Norwich is the worst it's ever been after it was revealed that the council receives an average of 16 reports every day. Figures reveal between July 2022 and July 23 that there were a total of 6,089 cases of fly tipping reported in the city. Norwich City Council said it will be looking at reviewing its approach to enforcement of the Little Louts committing the crime. The number of fines handed out this year for fly tipping is only 2, leading to questions around the council's enforcement policy.